Hello, I'm Lee Benton, pastor of the Open Door Baptist Church. I want to take the opportunity to say that our congregation and myself thanks you for taking the time to listen to this Bible study today. This Bible study was given from the pulpit right here at Open Door Baptist. Our prayer is that this study of God's infallible Word will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you.
Good morning, and welcome. Once again, the Open Door Baptist Church, the Tuesday morning men's prayer breakfast and devotion. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, year of our Lord, 2012. We're almost halfway through this month already, aren't we? The title of today's devotion is The Return of the King. And this is not, we ain't talking about the return of King Richard Petty, and we're not talking about King Elvis Presley. He died back in the 70s, but some say he's still here. We ain't talking about him. We're talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords today. We're going to see some of the signs that we need to look for. We're going to see, we don't have to look too far to find the signs of Christ's return. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 24, but our little launching verse, so to speak, is coming out of Luke, and we'll see how it kind of leads us right into where we want to go here. Luke 21, 37, 38. And in the daytime, he was teaching in the temple, and at night, he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And we're going to see a little bit just right shortly about the Mount of Olives again. Verse 37 of Luke 21 says, "And all the people come early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him." See what they had to say. It's certainly talking about Jesus Christ. chapter 24, verse 1, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple." Obviously, these were the buildings that surrounded the temples. "And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." There won't even be stones left stacked on top of each other when destruction comes. In Mark 13 says just about the same thing. "As he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. Jesus answered and said unto them, Seest thou these great buildings? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." Also in Psalm 79, verse 1, "O God, the heathen are come to thine inheritance, thy holy temple, and have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps." Isaiah 64:11, "Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, and is burned up with fire. All our pleasant things are laid waste." Same thing in Micah 3:12, "Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps." So we see a lot of destruction here, isn't it? Verse 3, here we are about the Mount of Olives again. "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall, when shall, and what shall? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" Luke 17:20, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees," when he was asked of the Pharisees, obviously, "when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is in your hearts." And This verse come after the, remember the story after Jesus healed the 10 lepers, and healed 10 at one time. Just one of them come back and told him thank you. And that's where this verse comes from. He couldn't understand why he didn't get, didn't nobody thank him except the one, you know. And after he healed 10 of them of leprosy, that was a right ugly thing, you know. Didn't nobody have nothing to do with them. And they had to go to the priest, and he was the one that said that they was clean enough where they could go back out in society. So, anyway, moving on. Also in 1 Thessalonians 5, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. We hear a lot about this, don't nobody knows. Verse 3, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman at childbirth, and they shall not escape, Scripture says. The Bible says it. Nobody knows, nobody don't knows but God, not even the angel in heaven knows. But one thing we do know, one thing we know it's coming, we just don't know when, do we? We're going to see later how we need to prepare for this. Verse 4 here. And Jesus answered and said unto them, after they had asked him, when show us a sign, what shall be the signs be of thy coming? Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. He talked about the Antichrist here, isn't he? Ephesians 5:6, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. John 5:43 as well, for I am come in my Father's name, and he received me not. This is Jesus talking to the Jews. I'm telling them they didn't have the love of God in them. If another come in his own name, being the Antichrist, him you'll receive, but you won't receive me, will you? Jeremiah 14, the prophecies lie in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake to them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination with the wizardry and magical goings on there, and things of naught, and the deceit of the heart, the trickery of the heart. And 2 Thessalonians, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there comes a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, the son of destruction. There's the Antichrist here. Verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrow. This is the early pains and the problems and troubles that's headed their way. Now, if you listen now, we're seeing a little bit of this right now, aren't we? Wars, rumors of wars, nations rising against nations, kingdom against kingdom. And in that day, they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look to the land, behold, darkness and sorrow is on the way. Verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, shall kill you. Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Well, that's going on today, isn't it? More and more every day, isn't it? and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another, shall hate one another. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, to the, I mean, they'll stab you in the back, won't it? Right now, in this day and time, they'll stab you while you're looking at them now, won't you? I think Pastor can probably testify to that fact. Revelation 2:10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise. We talked about this past Sunday, didn't we? And shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold, shall grow cold. The love of many shall get cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Could be faithful, talking about faithfulness here. Endure unto the end. Keep our eyes on the Lord. 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, among the Israelites, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Yes, indeed. We see that. We can turn on our TV, especially over there on TVN stations, and see good evidence of that. Matthew 2:2, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Remember, this is the wise men that came from the east to Jerusalem, said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him. Also in Genesis, I will bless them that bless thee, curse them that curse thee. This is Lord to Abram, remember, in our Bible study. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Also to the other end of the Bible, Revelations. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to them that dwelleth on the earth. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Here again, we was talking about this here recently, wasn't we? We got that covered right here, don't we? Due to our internet media, there's sermons going out around the world. Anybody that's got a computer can listen, and not only in this church, but a lot of other churches got the same media we do. They claim it's going worldwide. Verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Luke 21:20, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, surrounded with armies, and then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 15, wasn't it? When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, we was taught the abomination of desolation is when the Antichrist comes and proclaims to be Jesus Christ, isn't it? And Luke 21:20-23, and you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, know that desolation is nigh. Daniel 9:27, and he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And 1 week here is 7 years, according to the scriptures. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause a sacrifice and the oblations to cease. The sacrifice and the oblation means offering. And for the overspreading of the abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation. And that determined shall be poured out on the desolate. What God is saying here is this destroyer, he's going to get destroyed. He's going to get his in the end. Daniel 9:23, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Verse 16, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Now, when this happens, ain't gonna be no, well, I got to run to the Walmart, I got to go get some gas, I got to go to the bank first, before I got to go home and take a shower. Ain't gonna be no time for that. He's gonna be here 1 minute and gone the next. Woe unto them that are with child, the pregnant ladies, and to them that give suck in those days, the nursing mothers. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, they rest, isn't it? For then shall be great tribulation. The time of problems and suffering is on the way, is there. Time of great suffering, such as was not since the beginning of this world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Not going to be too pretty, is it, according to the scriptures here. Mark 13:19, for in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created to this time, neither shall be. Psalms 2:5, then he shall speak unto them his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Book of Joel, chapter 2, a day of darkening and gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness. Can you imagine all this? And the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any after it. Oh, my. Verse 22, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. None will survive, but the elect's sake, that's the chosen folks, that's God's chosen, that's God's special people, as we're going to see here, those days shall be shortened. If any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, nor there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. They're going to try to trick the God's people, ain't they? Of course. Deuteronomy 7:6, talking about the chosen folks here. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord thy God has chosen thee, chosen me and you, has chosen us to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And how do you get to be one of these chosen people? You got to get up under the blood, don't you? Amen. You got to get saved, don't you? Amen. 25, behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, talking about the Lord is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For if the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the Son of Man cometh. Now, we just heard that recently too, didn't we? That's the reason all the graves are, the head of the graves are always looking towards the east, isn't it? So they look for the Lord to come back and get them. Amen. Acts 1:11, "And why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven, so shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Verse 29, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Something like we ain't never seen before on that day. Oh boy, with power and great glory. Glory of the Lord. 31, "He shall send his angels," the Son of Man talking about, "he'll send his angel with great sound of a trumpet." How many of you remember back in the old days you was liking trumpet playing bands? Just me. Okay. Anyway, gonna be better than Chicago ever sounded, didn't it? "With the sound of a trumpet, they shall gather them together, his elect again," here we are again, "his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." What a day of rejoicing that's going to be. 1 Corinthians 15:24, "Then cometh to the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power." Here again, Deuteronomy 7:6, special people, God's elect, you're special people, the holy people. Lord has chosen us, chosen thee, you're special people to himself, above all. We certainly want to be in that number, don't we? Amen, the special people. Well, 32. "Now, learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door." We know that he is near, even at the door, can't we? "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." So that's talking about now, isn't it? This generation. 35, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Amen. "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels in heaven, but my Father only." The only one. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, all these things shall come to pass, shall come upon this generation." That's Matthew 23:36. 1 Peter 1:23. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." pardon me. 37, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the Son of Man," "but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and having a good old time," wasn't it? Just like we are today. "Marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew it not until the flood came, and it took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be." We all remember that story about Noah. He was building an ark, and everybody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm building an ark." He said, "What's an ark?" He said, "It's a big boat." He said, "What do we need a boat for?" He said, "It's going to rain." He said, "What's rain?" "Gonna be a lot of water." And yeah, okay, old crazy thing, go ahead. We're gonna We're going to have our fun. We're going to the lake. We're going to the racetrack. We're going to go with our boats. We're going to, okay. Well, see what happened. Remember this verse in Genesis. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. He could look at us. I'm sure he is looking at us and saying the same thing, shaking his head, saying, "What in the world are y'all doing? Y'all crazy thing." And matter of fact, I think he said about the same thing about Sodom and Gomorrah too, didn't he? Right before he was getting right mad at them the way they was acting, wasn't he? It said pretty much the same thing about Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 40 here, we're going downhill toward the end. Again, there should be two in the field, one taken away, the other one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth cometh. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what hour, what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched. If he'd have known, the good man of the house would have been sitting there with his shotgun, wouldn't he? He'd have been sitting there with his .45 when the thief come to the house, if he'd known, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. He'd have been ready, wouldn't he? Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep. This is our what we need to do to be ready, as Scripture says. Let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Watch with a sober obviously means a clear mind, a clear head. Mark 13:33. Take ye heed. Pay attention, watch and pray, Scripture says, for ye know not when the time is, do we? Luke 21:36. This is good. We may want to mark this, may want to set this into memory. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch and pray that we be accounted worthy. To escape the things that come to pass, stand before the Son of Man. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Verse 45, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. What Scripture says. Matthew 25:21, got to be faithful. His Lord said unto him, well done, my good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Remember that story as well. The Lord, the master gave the guy some, I think he said, talents, didn't it? And, two of them went out and invested there, so to speak, made money, and the other one come back, and he hid his. He said, well, didn't lose none. Well, you didn't make none either. Which is the object of the whole thing. You know, use what you got, I guess, what's saying here. And he got his reward. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Just about done here, headed to the end. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delaying his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken, to go back to his old ways, said, oh, he ain't coming back for a little while. We'll just have a little fun here. Go back to his old ways, to his old homeboys, so to speak. When he does that, he does get back with his old crowd. He loses track of what's going on. And then we see here that the Lord, that servant, shall come back when in a time when he looketh not for him, and in the hour that he is not aware of. Verse 51, and he shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrite. Get on back out there where you come from. Punished. Cut him asunder means we'll punish him and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Finally in Revelation 22:27, talking about the coming. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Everybody going to get paid that day, aren't they? Everybody going to get theirs. They're going to get what's coming to them that day. Good or bad, you're going to get yours. You'll be there for that. But of that day, that hour, knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father only. He's the only one. So, we certainly want to be ready. We want to be alert. We got to be ready for, according to the scriptures, when that time comes that the Lord decides to come back and get us, so to speak. I'm going to read one more time what we need to do. Therefore, let us not be asleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. We don't want to get caught up with the stuff in the world that we lose track of what's bound to happen. The scripture I just read in the scripture says, this generation, when we're seeing about all the stuff that I just read is already happening right now, isn't it? Watch and be sober. Take heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Pray that we can be worthy. Be therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Zion said one time, don't prepare for survival, prepare for God's arrival. Word of the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to the sermon today. We hope and pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says in John, chapter number 14, that Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our prayer here at Open Door Baptist Church is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and He's more than capable and more than willing to cleanse you from unrighteousness and from your sins and make you a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says if you repent, turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ and by faith believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection for your salvation, you too can be saved. Our prayer is that you think upon this and that very soon you'll make an eternal decision to
to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank you so much.